now get up out of bed, wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your sleepy head, here's your clothes and your shoes, here are the words I
say. Do you know how to jumpstart a car, perform CPR, sort the laundry? We think these are important things that teenagers should know how to do, and we have a whole list. Join us on Because I Said So. Welcome to Because I Said So. I'm Jackie Jennings. I'm here with Kim Hudson and Kathy Bassett and Chris Rank. Jenny is not here this week, so I get to be your acting host. Chris came up with a great idea for a show a couple days ago, and it all started when you had to change a tire?
Yeah, I had a bad week with my car. I had to change a tire in the parking lot of Bundles as I was picking my kid up. And I had to jump start it the day after because I left the door open all night and the battery had gone dead. And so I was telling a couple of people about that, and I was just struck by the amount of folks that I told who said, I don't know how to change a tire and I don't know how to jump start a car. And I thought, you know what? If I had a teenager and they were driving in particular, I would want them to know how to do some certain basic things just for their own safety. And that started me thinking, and I started thinking about a bunch of things that every teenager or older kid should know how to do. So I came up with this list of 10 basic things, and I wanted to try to come up with as specific things as possible, because of course you want your kids to be able to manage money, but that's kind of vague. Like, what specifically do you want them to be able to do?
Right.
So I just came up with this little list.
Mm-hmm. We love the list.
Thank you.
Okay, do you want to read the beginning of the list?
Sure.
Or do we want to go through the whole list? Because I think we've all added to the list
at
this point. So now it's like, 35 things your teenager should know how to do.
And we should put this on the website. But starting number one is changing a flat tire, which is not as hard as it looks.
Frankly, don't they explain how to do it in the little book that comes with the car, Chris?
Well, yeah, you should be able to read it. But,
So really number one is learn how to read, because that would get you to number two.
You need the experience of doing it. I would not know how to change a flat tire.
The hardest part is trying to figure out how to get the jack up and where to put it and all
that.
Okay,
I actually have a really funny story about this, if I could tell it.
Sure.
My father used to be, he used to work for General Motors, and he was an executive in General Motors. And so one night he had a flat tire, actually, in his Cadillac in our driveway. And it was just me and him at home, and I got out the little booklet, and he was getting a little frustrated, so I left him alone with his tire and his flat tire to try to figure out how to do it. He got so angry that he couldn't figure out what he was supposed to do that he actually called up the head of Cadillac and said, "You don't understand. The instructions in here aren't correct. I can't," whatever. But it was, so maybe learning to read isn't the most important thing. The experience is important.
Well, for number one and number two, jumpstarting a car too, it's a matter of, I don't know how to, you feeling confident enough to do it?
Oh, yeah, especially jumpstarting, I have to say, because when you're dealing with that live electricity, is it red to black, black to red? All kinds of things could go wrong.
Well, it's a very good point that you should know the basics, especially when the kids start to drive. And I will wrap myself out. This is not a Mother of the Month story, but it's just it's a Kim story, I guess. My car was not functioning properly a couple of weeks ago, and it wouldn't turn. And my husband was out of town, and it wouldn't make sharp turns. I could turn to get down a street, but I couldn't turn around and things like that. So he said, take it to Delaware Tire, Kim. They'll take care of you. And I went, and fabulous experience with them. But they had to get in my car with me, and we took a little drive around the neighborhood. I have four-wheel drive. My car was in four high, not in the regular two or whatever it's supposed to be.
So it just felt different.
So it was running on four-wheel drive instead of its normal, so it wouldn't turn. And my husband said, "Well, didn't you realize it was running funny on the road?" I said, "No, it just wouldn't turn right." So basic car knowledge for all car owners is a good idea.
Well, and I think, too, it's much harder now than it used to be. I mean, when I was a teenager, probably cars were easier. You could put my dad was a mechanic. You could put the car up on the lift. You could fix something. Now it's all computerized, and you don't know what's going wrong and if it's chip. But I used to know how to hotwire a car, which was a very useful skill.
Wow.
When you would forget your keys somewhere because, you'd have cars and you throw
it.
Never mind.
Who taught you how to hotwire a car?
My dad. And it was easy. I mean, you cross a couple wires and you hotwire a car. But, you can't do it now.
Well, thankfully. Right. Thankfully.
Yeah.
And by the way, I found this out, speaking of cars, this week. My check engine light was on. Actually, it's been on for some time. And I thought, well, you know, probably I need to get around. I took a Jiffy Lube thinking, well, they'll figure it out. But they were like, no, you need to go to one of the auto parts stores. And I walked into the auto parts store. I said, my check engine light is on. And they came out and they had a little tool. And they plugged it into my car and they told me exactly what the problem was. So,
nice.
You know, that's helpful, too. I think finding the resources to fix your problem, you know, is a helpful
well,
thing.
But I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, but too, if it's 1 o'clock in the morning and you're stuck on the road somewhere, yeah. You should have a basic working knowledge.
Well,
you know,
I wished that I had
or
known
good
the
friends.
Basics.
Or good
yes,
friends.
Because I definitely was the joke that afternoon at Delaware Tire.
Oh, please.
No,
I
doubt
he
it.
He walked in laughing. It was hysterical.
Well,
yes.
What I mean for a lot of these things is not being intimidated by them. It's very easy to be intimidated, like, oh, I have to jump start my car. That's too scary for me. Like, no, it's not that hard. Get the manual out, read it. You can do
you know,
this.
Good point. It might be nice to have that as part of driver's ed.
Yeah, I'm don't know if it is.
Is it not?
There's no way it is.
No.
No. I mean, you have to learn how to drive, not how to take care of a car. Those are two different things.
Yeah, it's a whole different world now.
I mean, you have to learn to parallel park, but if you have to parallel park and change a tire, you're, you know.
Yeah, but now there are cars that'll parallel park for you. So, you know, why the heck do you have to learn how to do that? All right,
let's move on down the list.
Next.
Number 3, sew on a button and fix a tear.
That makes me laugh.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sew on a button.
I have a great story about that, but go ahead.
Go.
Why does that number
that's on your
three?
List?
Yeah,
well, I think it's on. Well, because you never know when you're going to be going out, or you're at a party, or you're, you know, you're.
And you pop a button.
Yeah.
Okay.
You need to be able to fix that.
Wow.
Save yourself embarrassment.
Okay.
Okay, so when I first started dating my husband, and I'm sure I've told you this story, Kathy.
Double sticky tape. That's what's my tip there. So.
You know, we've been dating for a couple weeks, and he brought me a shirt. He said, can you sew this button on my shirt? And I said, you know, sure. So I sewed the button on the shirt, gave it back to him. Fine. A couple weeks later, we're still dating. He says, I popped another button on my shirt. Can you sew this button on my shirt? I said, sure. I sewed the button on the shirt, gave it back to him. So now he starts bringing me, like, you know, pants and jackets. And it dawns on me that the man is a surgeon. And he sews up people.
He should know how to sew
and
a button
thinking,
on a shirt.
Wow.
What's the issue here? And he's like, well, you. And I said, you know, my patient's not going to die if I do it wrong. What? So he cannot sew a button on a shirt, which should give all of you a lot of confidence.
I find that unacceptable. That
I agree.
I don't
Absolutely.
Want to sew the button
yes,
on a shirt.
Yes, that's exactly
is
what it is.
But
the fact that it took me 4 weeks to figure out that he can sew up a uterus, but he can't sew a button on
right.
a shirt.
Right. That's hilarious.
Probably speaks to a lot.
I like that.
To my
All right, moving
level.
On, Chris. What's the next one?
All right. Fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet is something I think a teenager should know. Or we kind of came up with a corollary to that. If you can't fix it, because it might be kind of complicated. If you can't fix the faucet or the running toilet, every kid should know where the water shutoff valve is in the house. So at the very least, you can save yourself from getting flooded out.
Or how to unclog a toilet. Can we just say everyone in the planet needs to know that one? I think that's a very underutilized skill.
Where the plunger is,
yes.
anyways.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think
and
you're right
how to
about
use
the,
it.
Yeah, and how to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think also corollary to that is the gas shutoff valve
exactly.
and any other shutoff valve that, you know, is in your house. But yes, I think teenagers who stay home alone.
Well, see, now I have a 16-year-old, so I need to go home and start working on this because I'm sure while he may know how to do some of these things, I'm quite sure I haven't shown him all of these things.
Well,
so.
I think there's a lot of grown-ups who don't know how to do all these things.
Apparently, yeah.
Talking about 10 things that every teenager needs to know. Chris wrote a list. We're all adding to it. If you have something to add, get on our Facebook page, Because I Said So. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Linda Hunt, the host of City Arts and Lectures. Each week, we bring you informal conversations with creative and thoughtful people, from poets and writers to Supreme Court justices and scientists. Recorded in San Francisco, with a live audience. City Arts and Lectures, Sundays at 1 p.m.
on 90.7 FM.
Welcome back to Because I Said So. I'm Jackie Jennings, along with Kathy Bassett and Kim Hudson and Chris Rank. And we are talking today about 10 things every teenager should know. And Chris started the list. We are adding to it. So far, we are through change a flat tire, jumpstart a car, sew on a button, fix a leaky faucet or unclog a running toilet. Unclog a clogged toilet. All right, Chris, number 5.
Cooking a decent meal as opposed to throwing just something in the microwave and heating it up, but actually making a good meal from scratch for two for
a teenager.
Ah.
For two reasons.
I'm going with college. I'll go with college on that one.
Well, I think maybe your senior year of high school, you should be able to do this for two reasons. One, mom and dad aren't home, and you've got to make yourself a meal, and you should be able to make something that's decent as opposed to just hot dogs. And two, for two, it's very impressive.
At some point, you're going to have to impress a girl.
Yeah, exactly. Or a boy.
Do you remember what your first meal was that you cooked, that you learned how to cook that was impressive?
I remember learning how to make, no, not cooking, but I remember my sister told me how to make gazpacho, so I used to make that a lot.
Ooh, that's impressive.
Yeah, in high school, I used to make a lot of gazpacho.
Wow.
It was
nice.
My only trick.
I've never made gazpacho in my life.
I haven't either.
Yeah, it's easy.
We'll put that recipe on our Facebook page, on our website.
Yeah. Just old gazpacho. Tomato soup.
I'm going to add to your list with cooking. I think that teenagers should know how to use all of the household appliances. So you've got, I don't want to skip ahead, but you've got laundry coming up next.
Yep.
So washer, dryer, microwave, stove, you know, anything, any of those convenience items that are in a house, I think they should know how to use them.
And I'll add to that the fire extinguisher then as well, if we're going
good
to.
Good one. Ooh, I hadn't thought of that. That's a great idea.
That's important. We don't happen to have a fire extinguisher, but on my way home, I'm going to stop and get one. But if we did, I would want my kids to know how to use it.
Yeah, well, we have a couple, but I got to tell you, I'm not sure where they are.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's probably
worse. They don't do you any good.
I know.
Yeah, they don't.
And next week we'll be joined by the fire marshal.
Just not kidding. A bad idea.
Moving along. Number six, doing laundry and not having the whites come out.
100% agree.
Yep, you should know
before
how to do it.
Before you go to college, you've got to learn how to do your own laundry. I mean, that's just a given. But
my son is home doing that today. He's 12, and I'm really happy about it.
My daughter has recently taken an interest in it for I don't know what reason, but I applaud that. I don't believe my son, who's 16, has ever done a load of laundry. In fact, he comes home from football practice, throws his dirty jersey in there, and he'll be lucky if it's clean by the next morning. The last two mornings, it's been in the washer. But, yeah.
And it's not like you have to go down to the stream and pound it on a rock anymore.
This
you know?
Is true.
I mean, you put it in the thing,
I've even got the pre-measured pods, okay? You don't even have to measure the detergent yet. Just throw it in there.
Yeah, although I will say that the not turning things pink is still probably pretty important because I've had way too many husband laundry experiences where...
And at the very least, you should know if you're not sure if it's going to come out all shrunk and weird, then don't wash it. You know, they should know that.
Oh, yes.
You know.
Oh, yes.
My
husband gets very, you know, alarmed when he sees me with his golf shirts because they're the holy grail, apparently. I need to treat them better.
Well, I have to say I was inspired by a girlfriend. She has four kids, two in high school, one in middle school, one in elementary school. And for years, especially during the summer when she's working and her kids are home, her kids have done all the laundry, all of it.
Do they fold it and put it away, too?
Yes. They do it all. So
my.
I have been very inspired by her thinking, there's no reason for my kids,
of course.
Especially my oldest,
that's
not
a chore
to know
they
how
can
to do.
Do.
It. Yes. So we're doing laundry now.
They can do every chore, but that's the one that they will benefit from.
Yes. Well, and that's one that also has consequences. If you don't do your laundry, you go to
school
in dirty clothes.
And the flip side of that is, by the way, if you throw your clean clothes in the dirty clothes pile just because you're trying to, you know, clean up your room, then you're going to be doing that laundry and not me. You
right.
know? So let's just make sure they're really dirty.
You know, unless they don't care that their clothes are dirty, which, you know, a lot of kids, they really don't care yet. They're not quite at that
true.
Age yet.
No.
All right. Good point. Speaking of clothes.
Yep. The next one. Tie a tie and we talked about this before, but whatever the girl equivalent is of that. And you should know how to shine a pair of shoes if you have a nice formal pair of shoes. You should know how to make them look nice.
I actually think it'd be kind of cool for a girl to learn how to tie a tie. I do not know how to tie a tie, to be honest with you.
I don't either.
But that's a little impressive skill, too.
I can tie a regular tie. I can't tie a bow tie.
You know, what I was kind of thinking with that is being able to put on formal wear or adult wear, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Clothes, you have to be presentable and knowing how to do it.
Correct. Although, you know, they have this thing now called the internet, and you can learn anything on the internet. So I'm sure there's lots of how to tie a tie videos on the internet, but yes.
A friend
again,
of mine,
finding, you know, I would put on there being able to fix whatever your problem is, because I just think, you know, they have kids today have so many more resources than
yeah,
we
no
had.
Kidding.
Yes.
No kidding. But what is the, I don't know that there is a female equivalent of being
able to. About walking
to,
in high heels? Well, I don't know.
Just comes naturally. Yeah.
No, but.
No, not to all of us.
Well, we were saying that there's kind of a corollary to this, and that's knowing how to dress up for like a job interview.
Mm. Yeah, that was mine, is know how to dress up, know how to, what to wear for, I guess, for the right, know how to dress appropriately for the occasion. Yep. You know, whether you're going on a job interview or...
Or going to Walmart.
Know, or going... To, yes. Well, that's another show for another day. All right. Dress appropriately. Tie a tie.
Next one. Know where the circuit breakers are in your house or the fuse box and how to change them, or at least, you know, how to turn it off if there's an emergency, that kind of thing. That's important.
And if you know where the fire extinguisher is, that would be, you know...
Pretty good, too.
Right along those same lines.
Yes. Yeah. Probably need to know where the flashlights are.
Do we still... Do we still have fuses? Because...
Older houses might.
Still? Really?
I think that they might.
There's fuses in cars, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We lost one of those recently. We didn't know what it was.
Really?
Yeah. I was really surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But circuit breakers, yes. Know where you're... I'm surprised how many people have no idea where their circuit box is
and
in their
might,
house.
And you might want to have it labeled.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Clearly.
I had to teach my kids just recently, you know, the little GAF switch that's on outlets. So if it gets wet...
Reset.
Like, just how to push that button to reset it and to explain to them what that was.
It is amazing to me, though... Like, why don't we know all of these things?
Because you don't have to deal with them every day, so you don't think about them. But
because nobody taught us, apparently.
Maybe.
Our parents failed us. No. I think some things you learn along the way. You know, I mean, some of us are better at, you know, learning things as they happen rather than, you know, we've probably learned different things along the way that we've already forgotten. You know, I'm sure. I'm sure of it.
Well, and I agree. It's better to know them and... not need them then need them and not know them.
I'm a big proponent of knowing the basics of how something works, so when an emergency happens you don't panic, you know,
like right.
If there is something going wrong in the house or somebody says, you know, hey, I need to change this light fixture, can you go turn off the circuit breaker or whatever, you don't panic and not know what to do. Okay, I can handle that. And again, it goes back to not being intimidated by things is kind of my thought for a lot of these things.
Right.
All right. Moving along, speaking of not being intimidated, making conversation with adults, which is my only kind of like vague in general one, but I think in general a kid should know what you were saying earlier, Kathy. You should know how to at least introduce yourself and shake hands.
Right.
Shake hands.
My children went to a Waikamako Day School where the headmaster was very adamant that every time she greeted the school children coming and leaving the building, she would shake their hand and make eye contact with them, and she would hold that hand until they made eye contact with her, because that is how you properly greet another human being, and that is an important skill to have that not everybody has. And she started it out very, very young, and it made an impression on me, and it made an impression on my children. And I could not agree with this one more, Chris. Making conversation with adults, I think, and you see this, some kids are better at it than others. You know, some kids are more shy, but I think, I don't know, maybe it's just a skill that comes naturally to all of us, but I think that being able, that's so true as an adult, too, being able to talk to anybody in any situation, I think, is a heck of a skill.
And I think, too, it depends on what you see around you. I mean, I remember my mother standing in the grocery store line, and she would talk to anyone at any time of day about whatever, you know, and by the end of the you know, grocery line, they were all best friends. And I watch that, and I do that a lot. You know, my kids will say, please don't talk to anyone at the Giant. Please.
Oh, my gosh.
Please don't. And so, but I learned that by watching her. But I think, too, there is a real learning opportunity with, you know, address adults, look them in the eye, shake their hands. I think that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think we have to, even with... family members, you know, you can have your kids practice with family members. It's really hard. Your kids are all plugged in, and to get them to pull away from that and have a conversation with family members, sometimes you have to do things to make that happen.
Well, and I think with kids, you know, I think this is on your list, Kim, but I mean, I think that there are entire relationships that happen that are all that are not face-to-face. They're not verbal communication. It's all texting. It's all that stuff. So I think that's very important, you know, just having conversation, learning how to, you know, converse with people.
All right, Chris is communicating to me that we need to wrap up this segment. We're going to come back with his number 10 or number 1, whichever way you're looking at it, and we're going to add a couple of our own. This is Because I Said So. We will be right back.
Add the right music and a good film becomes a great one. I'm Edmund Stone, and each week on my program, The Score, we explore the world of symphonic film music from pioneering film composers like Eric Wolfgang Korngold and Ennio Morricone, and from modern masters like James Newton Howard and Hans Zimmer. It's music that inspires emotion and imagination on The Score, Sunday afternoons at 4 on WSCL Classical 89.5.
You are listening to Because I Said So. Today's topic, 10 things every teenager should know. And you can join the conversation at Because I Said So on Facebook or becauseisaidsoradio.com. Chris has gone through 9 of his 10. Number 1, I agree with wholeheartedly. Go ahead.
Basic first aid, including CPR. Every teenager should know that. Now, how far into basic first aid you go, that's up to you, but it's particularly CPR. You should know that.
Do you know CPR, Chris?
I probably could stand to go to another refresher course, but I could do it if I had to, I guess.
Well, I think there's a difference between, I could do it. I mean, if there was somebody who dropped dead in front of me, I would probably try it. That doesn't mean I've been trained to do it, but yeah.
Well, and once you go through the training,
training. Or do you have to like recertify?
You can recertify. I mean, if you're a lifeguard, you have to recertify,
or if you're
a doctor or something. But once you learn it, you realize it's not terribly complicated, but you just have to, know what to do. But I agree. And someone asked me if my kids had CPR training yet, and they're 7 and 9. And I thought, is that too early? But I guess they can, the 9-year-old at least, can learn CPR.
Yeah, I've talked about it with my daughter Annie, who's 12, for babysitting. She hasn't really had any babysitting. I guess she had one babysitting gig this summer, but that's definitely something I'd like to get her in on. I hadn't thought about my 16-year-old, but I guess he could certainly benefit from that as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, just as the parent who's usually alone with the kids in the house, I would really like them to have some basic knowledge if something happens to me.
Well, call 911. That's a big one.
Yes, that's number one, always in CPR training.
I live in the sticks, so I don't know how quickly they'll get there. But
but I did want to go back to the make conversation with adults for a second, because on Kim's list, and I love this one, is how to ask a girl out, or ask a boy out, I suppose, or how to break up with someone in person.
In person, not on Facebook, not texting. You know, you see that all the time, that the kids have, the girl got a text from the boy.
It's so much easier that way, Kim.
They got to learn it. Come on.
They have to suffer like the rest of us through that breaking up speech.
Well, I think that for future relationships that they're going to have, right, that being able to communicate to a potential husband or a wife is going to be so important. So let's teach them now so they have those skills for later.
And not to totally go off track, but, I stopped dating before Facebook dawn.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it probably is the easiest thing to do.
Of course it is.
Does anybody have experience
via text
with this?
Of course it is.
Yeah. So has your son broken up with anyone by Facebook?
I mean, by
texting?
Oh, yeah.
Texting, right?
Yeah.
Texting, yep. The Facebook status change is always a big, you go from in a relationship to single. You know, I 100% agree with you, Kim, but I can also see how it's a total cop-out to do it that way.
It is a cop-out. That's exactly what it is. That's why I think, at least to have the conversation with your teenager is not cool.
I think entire relationships exist via texting only. I mean, I sincerely think that my son had one of those where I'm not sure he ever actually talked to the girl in person.
Mm-hmm.
This was a while ago, but there's
that's what middle school dating is. It's all texting.
Yeah. Crazy middle school dating.
It occurs to me that if you know how to do that, if you know how to ask somebody out, you take a lot of the drama out of it. That, here's a person who I find interesting. I'm going to ask this girl out for a cup of coffee and we'll just get and this isn't a date. This isn't anything. This is just somebody I find interesting. And you're taking a lot of the pressure off if you know how to do it right.
But is that easy to say in the comfort of marriage at this point? I mean, were you that comfortable doing it pre-Jen?
No. No, I wish somebody would have taught me how to do
something
better.
Right,
right. Exactly.
Right, that and change a tire. That would have been good. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. So I think we've all added to the list. Kim, was there anything else that you had that you were adding? You've added as you went along.
Right. Yeah.
My big one, I guess, is in the same vein, is how to write a thank you note. Because even though we do text and Facebook, and I still think it's really important to sit down and write somebody a note sometime.
And it's not just how to write it, it's the importance of writing it.
Yes, right? I agree.
It's not just the physical writing of it, the words that you need to say. It's the importance of why you need to write that thank you note is what they need to understand. Yeah.
I think we should be writing our guests thank you notes.
Oh, boy.
And we haven't, have we?
You're right.
Mm. All right, wait, I have one.
You have to get Grace back here.
How to dance, or at least fake it, okay? So I think about this list, what every teenager should know how to do or how, you know, I think about being in a situation where you're at a party and everybody's dancing and you're not. I mean, that's an embarrassing situation. So I think that if you're a girl or a guy, but especially if you're a girl, I think guys probably do less dancing than girls. But I think you at least have to maybe learn how to do that. I think that's a good skill to have. Jackie's looking at me like, what is wrong with you?
Well, no, I'm just thinking, is that a learnable skill? I mean, either you...
Well, it is. Of course it is.
Not to be a good dancer, but at least to be able to stand out there
and
not feel like everybody's looking at you and you have no idea what to do.
Like Elaine Bennis, right? Yeah. From Friends, yes. You know? That's how not to do
Seinfeld.
It.
I wish you all could see Chris right now.
He's doing the Elaine Bennis. I want teenagers to not be in that situation where they, you know, they think they know how to dance and they don't. That's really bad. Yeah. And by that same vein, whatever, I think a really important one is how to say no and mean it. And I'm talking to you girls out there in particular, but, you know, the ability to stand up for yourself and really fight for yourself and not be bullied or not be pressured or not be into doing things you don't want to do. What a skill. That is an incredible skill that even adults need to practice and learn how to do. But as a teenager, there are so many things that you get pressured into being a part of the group to do. And a skill to be able to say no and mean it, I think, is critical.
Yeah, I agree. And again, you know, is that the learn how to say no and then back it up? Or because I think it's one thing to, you know, we were talking about earlier is to say no and then you're kind of wishy-washy and then somebody talks you into something. I mean, how do you back that up?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, as a mother of a daughter, I would like to read a book on that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we can find an expert on that.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Well, you know, the same thing's true for boys, too, because you get a lot of dumb situations.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, hey, let's jump off the pool house. No.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely. You know, I don't mean to single girls, but to single out girls. No, I agree. Mm-hmm.
All right. And that's a really serious one. So compared to that one, my next one is not terribly serious, but know which fork to use. And I don't mean that in a frivolous way, but, you know, we talked about some of those kids a couple weeks ago who walk into these, you know, dinners or new situations and then just instantly feel like they don't belong or they feel intimidated just because they don't know what the rules are. Well, you know what? If you know what the rules are going in, at least that's one thing you don't have to worry about. So, you know, I would never criticize anyone for using their dessert fork wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, if you know it, it's just one more thing that you know walking into a
You're going to have a more enjoyable dinner.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? It kind of goes hand in hand with that being able to talk to adults. If there's like maybe one or two topics that you are particularly strong in, whether it's football or, you know, the Olympics or whatever it is, and you have some sort of back pocket things that you will always be able to talk to adults about, then that will make you feel so much more comfortable when you're in a situation like that. You know, it's just making you feel comfortable about, you know, who you are. That's important.
Good skills to have. I think everything on this list is fantastic. I think if you have something to add, we would love to hear it. So jump on our Facebook page, Because I Said So, and add your 10 lists, 10 things that every teenager should know. Join us on our website, becauseisaidsoradio.com. I'm Jackie Jennings. I'm here with Kathy Bassett and Kim Hudson and Chris Rank. Jenny will be back with us next week. Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to Because I Said So, a production of Delmarva Public Radio. For more information, including podcasts of this episode, visit us online at becauseisaidsoradio.com. Thanks to Anita Renfro for allowing us to use her song Momisms as our theme song. And be sure to like us on Facebook. Look for the lady with the red hot lips.
I said so, I said so, I said so, I said so. I'm the mom, the mom, the mom, the mom.